Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 22nd of July. We do not lose heart. Recognizing that we are receiving the resurrection life of God in the fellowship of Christ's sufferings each day, the Apostle Paul declared, "We do not lose heart." That is, when we experience difficulties or when we are rejected by men, we do not draw back in unbelief and become depressed. Our testimony is that we have the treasure of Christ's resurrection life in our mortal bodies. Paul reflected on his ministry by saying, "We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body." The resurrection life of Christ sustains and strengthens us in our mortality so that we can fulfill the will of God each day. The resurrection life of Christ is also regenerating our inner man. This is the reason why we do not lose heart in the middle of our suffering and difficult circumstances. Paul testified, "Therefore we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day." Furthermore, the resurrection life of Christ that is regenerating our inner man is also equipping us to minister the same resurrection life of Christ to others. In the first chapter of his letter, Paul likened the resurrection life of Christ that regenerates our inner man to the comfort that we receive from God as the outcome of his chastening in our life. Highlighting that our testimony of regeneration becomes a ministry of resurrection life to others, Paul said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God." The references used in today's devotions are 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 1, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 7 to 10, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 16, and 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verses 3 and 4. For further study, 2 Corinthians chapter 1.